Today's airstrikes against Baghdad have drawn condemnation and regret from many parts of the world. Pakistan, a key U.S. ally in the war on terrorism, deplored the attack, while Iran called it unjustifiable and illegitimate. There have been large anti-war protests in many cities, including Berlin and Melbourne. The president of the Philippines, Gloria Arroyo, expressed support for the Iraqi campaign, calling her government part of the coalition of the willing. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Cairo. Has Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak weighed in yet?
Not yet, Bob, although he did go on national television last night several hours before the U.S. strikes, and he put the blame for the current crisis squarely on Iraq. Mubarak, of course, is a major U.S. ally in the region, and he's been saying all along that Saddam Hussein should comply with the U.N. resolutions to avoid a war, that a war would have a devastating impact here, not just on Iraq, but on the rest of the region as well. He said last night that he hoped the Iraqi government recognizes the dangerous situation it has put itself and us in, us meaning the other Arab states in the region. But at the same time, he said that a regime change brought about through force wasn't a good idea either. And it's pretty clear that Mubarak is playing to two constituencies here. One, his own people, many of whom don't like the idea of the U.S. attacking a fellow Arab state, even if it is Iraq. And the second constituency, of course, is the U.S. Egypt, after all, is the second biggest recipient of U.S. aid after Israel and is a U.S. ally. So Mubarak can't really come out strongly against the U.S., so I think he's trying to walk a fine line here.
Is there any unity in the Arab world in its view of this war?
Unity only in the sense that nobody really wanted a war. Nobody actually came out in favor of one. All of them seem to think it will have a destabilizing effect overall in the region, both economically and perhaps politically. But it's also clear that many Arab countries, especially Gulf states like Kuwait and the UAE and others, have wanted Saddam gone for a long time now and realize that a war is probably the only way to remove him and the threat that he poses to his neighbors. And that's why we saw some countries trying in the Arab League summit here earlier this month and later at the Islamic Organization conference in Doha a few days later to get Saddam to agree to go into exile. Arab leaders don't usually do this, ask one another to step down. It's a breach of protocol. And I think the fact that some did shows how worried they are about the effects of war on the region.
Any reaction so far on the streets of Cairo?
There have been a few scattered demonstrations this morning that didn't really go anywhere, but another in the city's main square that began early this afternoon has gotten pretty violent as protesters squared off against riot police. But there's no word yet on injuries either to the protesters or the police. It appears that the protesters were trying to make their way to the U.S. Embassy, which led the police to intervene.
Any danger it could get out of control there?
I think the danger is probably always there, but it's probably unlikely. Here in Egypt and in many other Arab countries, the police usually have a pretty firm grip on these demonstrators. They only allow them to go so far before they clamp down and clamp down hard. So I don't anticipate that happening here, but the possibility is always there.
Is Egypt fearful that this causes them any instability?
Instability? Absolutely. Because many people, as I said before, here don't like the idea of attacking a fellow Arab state, and they think that the U.S. is going after another Muslim nation, and they look at what they see as being done in Israel to the Palestinian people, and they think that the U.S. is condoning that, and they're not happy with this. So, yes, there's a possibility that could happen, but Egypt is also going to suffer enormously economically from this because tourism is one of the biggest revenue generators here, and tourism is going to go out the window as soon as the war really gets started in earnest.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in Cairo.